Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have wide open telephones today, ladies and gentlemen. Wide open phones on this September 15th, Tuesday edition. September 15th, 2009. We are going to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours. And Charlie Sheen is joining us coming up at 1:30 Central Standard Time today here live on the show. Headline from PrisonPlanet.com, Sheen blast cowardly corporate media refusal to debate 9/11 facts. Charlie Sheen, now they've been attacking him on a whole bunch of different cable networks and channels, but they refuse to debate him or even have him on. Now, you know for ratings that it would be good to have him on, but they cannot have him on with the points he would make, like, six of the 10 9/11 commissioners say that the commission was a, quote, fraud, a cover-up, that the Pentagon was hiding information and lying, that there should be a criminal investigation. That's just one of the 20 bullet points that Sheen wrote his letter to the president trying to get the people to look at. And the public has looked at it, tens of millions of people have read conservatively his 20 minutes with the president. There are conservatively more than 2 million views in the different versions of his message to the president out there on the web. One version alone, close to 600,000 views. And so certainly this has been a big victory for 9/11 truth, exposing false flag terrorism. Charlie Sheen responds to the hit pieces, the disinformation, the distortions about the information that he's been covering. I also talked to him last night. He had dinner with Buzz Aldrin in Los Angeles. Maybe I'll get him to talk a little bit about that, but that's another subject. I haven't talked to him since he was going to meet Buzz, but missed his call at like 1:30 in the morning my time. But Sheen coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. That's quite a combo, Charlie Sheen and Buzz Aldrin hanging. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. We're working on something else on that front. I'll just leave it at that for you. I'm going to get Paul Watson to pop in, too, for about 20 minutes today, because he wrote an excellent article about this latest fake Bin Laden tape put up by the Intel Center. Thought we'd get his response to all of that. Also, from Pennsylvania to Texas, from California to New York, from Florida to Michigan, they're announcing that states are passing laws under federal funding and federal grants. The feds say, we'll give you billions of your own tax money back if you will set up warrantless checkpoints and take people's blood. It has nothing to do with DWI. They're creating special medical corps of the police to take blood for national DNA databases. England's already done it. If you get pulled over for no seatbelt, or speeding, or running a stop sign, or slow stopping, you're going to have your blood sucked. And it's about domination. You imagine, you know, the Nazis were sucking people's bloods at checkpoints, how incredible that would be. But when it happens here in America, it is no big deal. No big deal at all. So we'll be breaking that down. Also, in fact, Hartman, I forgot to print this last night. I gave it to Watson. If you search engine the term fake robbery at pharmacy, it's one of the biggest pharmacy groups in the country. They did this fake drill, and the woman almost had a heart attack, the pharmacist, over having a gun put to her head and told it was a robbery and that she was a hostage. And the company's saying, look, the insurance company told us to do that. What's the big deal? They do this to school kids everywhere. It's part of mind control. We'll break that down, too. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the economy. Private banks creating a worldwide bankruptcy by design to set up their world government. Charlie Sheen's coming up live today on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2009 edition. Paul Watson's popping in as well. We're going to have open phones. But I wanted to start the show with this, just to illustrate things. I heard local talk radio freaking out over this report. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was an accurate rundown that I was hearing on the radio. But the issue is, why were the callers and the talk show hosts getting upset about something that's done to third, fourth, and fifth grade children? All over the United States, under federal grants, the police come into schools unannounced and tell children they're hostages, tell teachers put their hands behind their heads, they're going to die. I remember a Minnesota case. The woman literally is a mental patient now, and took her out in the woods to, quote, shoot her in the back of the head. They have drills in Michigan where the feds, the locals said, well, the feds told us to do it. They gave us the money. They tell the school kids, the third and fourth graders in this one case, that homeschoolers were coming to kill them, and men in camouflage marched them outside, set off smoke grenades, put guns to the back of their heads, and threw fake blood on them. And this goes on everywhere. This is mind control. This is trauma-based mind control. This is re-education camp type stuff. Fake robbery prompts real lawsuit. Associated Press, employee sues for PTSD, claiming gunman hired to stick up pharmacy was part of unannounced training drill. Of course, because you get a discount on your insurance. A New Jersey pharmacy technician who says she was traumatized when a masked gunman burst into her store demanding OxyContin is suing her employers for arranging the mock holdup. Babette Perry says in a lawsuit that she was told in advance of the drill in December 2007 at the Hampton Behavioral Health Center. She says she was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after the gunman entered the store, claiming he had taken another worker hostage. She says she tried to call for help, but the phone wasn't working. She later found out the gun was fake and the gunman worked for the company. Perry is seeking damages for the health center and its parent company, Universal Health Services, Inc., of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. The general counsel for Universal declined to comment on the case. Okay. Now, why is this a big deal? I mean, if we can do it to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh graders for the last decade at least, since Columbine, if they could hire former Navy SEALs to practice taking over Dallas schools. In fact, in one drill in Fort Worth, the cops shot the other cop, who happened to be cop of the year, in the back of his head in front of the school kids, blowing his brains all over the children. In Michigan, in a drill, and there's video of this, the cop, the narcotics officer, shoots himself in the leg. I mean, you all have heard about it. Every few months we hear about them shooting a kid. They had another drill where they shot a kid in the back, but thank God they shot him in the buttocks and it didn't kill him. And then they have real drills where they come in and everybody line up like it's a shakedown in a Supermax prison, and they throw everybody's stuff out of their lockers, and dogs will grab their bag and shake it or rip their clothes off, and the kids cry and the police laugh. It's all part of being trained to be a prisoner. I'll never forget, we had a lady and her lawyer on. It was in the Pioneer Press up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That was a, what, eighth grade class, and she was in a portable building in the art class. I remember school. I remember once when I had an art class that was in a portable building out by a wooded area, out back the school on the back 40, and the police came in and dressed as terrorists and said, "We're going to kill you." And they took the kids and the teacher outside, and it said the kids defecated on themselves, urinated on themselves. The teacher collapsed. And then this went on for about an hour, and then they didn't kill him, dressed as terrorists. And nobody gets in trouble because the schools are for trauma-based mind control. And it's trauma-based mind control on the police to train them all of this is normal. Government does asinine, over-the-top things to set precedents. Here is another AP article, preventative terror raids. Preventative terror raids targets New York City apartments. Preventative terror raids targets NYC apartments. Remember Bill Clinton said on that MTV show in 1992 when he was running for president? He said, "We're going to have preventative anti-gun raids at all the government housing facilities looking for illegal guns." That's right. No more Fourth Amendment. No more Fifth Amendment. We just come in and do what we want when we want. The investigation of suspected Al-Qaeda associate prompted the preemptive raid. It's like preemptive wars, of three New York City apartments, but authorities said the target of any terror attack plan remained unclear. Just, it's preemptive. It's preventative. It's just random. We have no evidence. It's unclear, but we're just going to search you. The searches early Monday came after the man, who was under surveillance for possible links to the terrorism network, visited New York City over the weekend and then left the area as a representative Peter King. Senator Charles Schumer said law enforcement action was unrelated to President Barack Obama's visit to the city Monday, or the fake flyover they did through D.C. with Air Force One, or the whole fake thing with the patrol boats last Friday. And now it's updated. 5 New York homes, not just apartments, raided in terrorism probe. It says no imminent danger. Focus on one man who met with people in Queens. Apartment shared by 5 Afghan men, search witnesses said. Militant ideology, sympathetic Al-Qaeda. Detected. So that's the type of news that we have on that front. Meanwhile, all these states, and I'm going to cover this after we take some calls, multiple states. Every time I look at a state, you can just Google the name of your state. I did Texas, I did Pennsylvania, I did Ohio, I did New York, I did Florida. And every time I search the term, Ohio, Pennsylvania, whatever the case was, so I don't know if all 50 have done this, but I know it's always federal grants. I know Texas has done it this year. But every state I randomly checked last night, spent about 20 minutes on it, if you just search the name of your state and police to draw blood without warrant, or new law, police to draw blood without warrant, that's what I found. And I found the Statesman headline, police draw blood without warrant for first time. That was the Austin American Statesman headline last week, and they've got mobile RVs. See, first, and I told you this was for acclimation, just to have no warrants. First, the feds would have the police go get these rubber stamp fake warrants from a judge that just says, take any blood you want. Not listing the person or places to be searched, you know, just totally fake. Just judges just swearing out rubber stamp warrants. Just like they did with warrantless wiretaps. They just had random warrants for millions of people. These letters of marque on our freedoms. Well, after they got done and you accepted that, well, hell, why not just go ahead and have no warrants? And some states say if there's a kid in the car or if it's dark or if you've got a prior DWI. But if you read the way the laws are written, some states just say no more warrants, period. Other states have these wide, you know, reasons. And then next year the next time your legislature's in session, they'll just say they can put you in a ditch and shoot you in the back of the head. I mean, that's already Chicago and Illinois have said, if you run, we're going to kill you. If you run from a traffic stop, if you don't stop immediately, we're going to gun you down. Remember that headline, CBS News? Like it was good, and people were commenting, oh, this is wonderful, yes. Kill everybody, basically. Because foreign banks are breaking us right now. And we have less freedom on the books than China and Russia currently. That's right. In China and in Russia, I've looked at their laws. They have more freedoms on the books than we do. We are, in major university studies, number 6th worst police state in the world. We've still got free speech, but they're openly announcing they're going to start getting rid of that. And under the Cybersecurity Act, they're shutting down the web, openly announcing it. Under the Cyberbullying Act, if you hurt someone's feelings, not even if it's illegal, you get arrested as a federal felon. And under the hate crime law that's passed the House, you don't have to hurt anybody, call for violence, you get arrested. They're openly saying the fairness doctrine for the internet as well. It's here. It's happening. It's going on. And it's all about raising taxes to the point of you go bankrupt and the local banks take your home into receivership, and then they're going to give your home to local government officials that carry out the crimes. And a whole bunch of states, we've covered it here, are now giving repossessed homes to police and firemen and government workers. You understand? They are going to move into your house, and they're going to take your daughter, and they're going to rape her. You think I'm joking? This happens everywhere else. In Cuba, in China, in Russia, in Germany. It's already happening in England. Whole police forces now in many areas of Florida are completely criminal run. The CPS in many states is completely pedophile run. Here in Texas, it's almost completely pedophile run. They openly have giant child brothels and no one gets in trouble. It's just hellish criminals taking over, kicking out the final good people in government, just absolutely going to rape everybody financially and physically if we don't wake up and say no. And they know we're waking up, so they're putting that Benedict Arnold in there, Glenn Beck, to lead everybody down a rat hole. God help us.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 15th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $999.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,027.86, $513.93 for a half ounce, or $256.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,027.86, $513.93, or $256.96.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-455-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been.
They've always got a good excuse. We're going to unannounced go pull guns on your kids and tell them we're really terrorists that are going to kill them to stop Al Qaeda or to stop evil homeschoolers that want to come kill your kids. They actually tell them that. We're going to take your blood at checkpoints. It's like a bully when you're 10 years old and the 14-year-old bully beats you up and wrestles you to the ground and then sits on top of your chest and spits in your face. I had a couple bullies do that to me. It must be like their specialty. And I've been told by others they had bullies do that to them. Now, later, when you get a little bit older and you put the bully in the hospital, it's not funny when you actually break their nose and knock their teeth out. But, you know, then they whine and try to sue you. And, you know, that's how it always works when they're spitting up teeth. And it's going to be the same way with the government. The government's just squatting on us, going, I'm going to steal $23.7 trillion, and I'm going to take your blood at checkpoints because it's to stop the drunk drivers. When they admit that people on psychotropic drugs are killing three times what the drunk drivers are. Texting kills twice what the drunks do. But see, it's always, oh, we're not going to get a warrant. I mean, they could have a judge there and swear out a real warrant, but they don't want to do that. And the feds paid to do this because they want to set the precedent to take fluid out of your body. There's an international treaty to set up a worldwide DNA database. And you can say, well, drunk drivers deserve it. And we should get rid of the Bill of Rights. Okay, fine. For sake of argument, you believe it, fine. What about newborn babies? Do they deserve it? Because for 36, almost 37 years, and I broke this 13 years ago, and it's now mainstream news admitted, they take your blood at birth and put it in a UN database. University of Texas runs all the Southwest states in Texas and Oklahoma. It keeps all the blood going back to 1973. Keeps all your blood for eugenics and research, and they admit it all now. I'll never forget earlier this year, was it in January? I almost fell out of my chair on the Sunday show. I was doing the Sunday show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ at the time. We now do it out of my studio so we can also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I heard Sarah Hudeberg, the great news girl over there, reporting that they take everybody's blood at birth for a DNA database and that it's studied and used for international research. And I almost fell out of my chair and I ran out and she came out of the news booth and I said, how do you know about that? Well, because I was always called a conspiracy theorist for having actual government documents. And she said, oh, it's in the front page of the Austin American Statesman. Here it is. And she handed it to me. And it was all how great it was. They take your blood and how sweetie cake it is. And you like to give your blood and pay to have your blood done for the International Registry with National Geographic and IBM sponsoring it at the Cold Springs Harbor Human Genome Project. If you go look up Cold Springs Harbor, that's where eugenics was started, and it's still the eugenics office. And all the people that work there, all the head scientists on record, published books on eugenics. And they've got your blood history now. And they have been studying Israel, South Africa, the United States, France, and England, and Jane's Weapons Quarterly has been reporting for years. Speaking of the Statesman, they wrote an article about Cheney's PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, where Cheney says, we've really got to learn how to use race-specific bioweapons and condition the public through the media to accept going after certain races. But see, everybody's interrelated. And so they're studying the different migration lines and different gene markers to really get those race-specific bioweapons tailored. And you're helping them so much. And your baby's blood is going to help them so much. And then see, now if the police didn't have your DNA database or it wasn't stored properly or you weren't born in the right hospital or you're older than 36, they could just have their local federalized police pull you over and claim it's a DUI and that they think you're drinking and they're going to take your blood. And then now they can make a race-specific virus just for Bill Jones, or just for Tom Smith, or just for Carol Johnson, or Daryl Swartz, or whatever the fictitious name is. Oh, isn't that sweet? And in the future, the local federalized police can pull you over. They already have hit team police on every major department, work for the feds on record. They can pull you over and put that needle in you, and it's going to have the race-specific bioweapon already on it. Because, see, now they're medicalized police. Now they've set the precedent to get into your body and forcibly inoculate you and take you to relocation centers and break up your family, as the clergy response team and InfraGuard people have been trained to do. I'm in a news blitz on the other side of this quick break. 1-800-259-9231. Adam, Jack, Lenny, Karen, Tony, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. You found it. The front lines.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
This is the other type of news I have in my stack. Swine flu could cause as many 90,000 U.S. deaths. Remember that? Well, I have another headline. German doctor says swine flu vaccine could kill as many as 60,000 people. That is coming up. And the fact that major German news is reporting that the vaccine does have live cancer virus in it. All right, I'm going to take your calls so we get to a lot of calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute, no matter how important your info is. That way we get to the next person. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Adam in Texas. Adam, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I do value a lot of the information that you put forth. However, I wanted to kind of disagree with the DHS Girl Scout awareness patches that they've teamed up with to give to Girl Scouts. It's, you know, my daughter's in the Girl Scout, and this patch is really just an awareness and preparedness of how to deal with natural disasters or other disasters. For instance, my daughter is working on the hurricane awareness patch, which is one of the ones
sure.
forth for the
No, no, I understand. Kids. Sir, do you know how you domesticate wild hogs?
No, I don't.
Well, you put out grain, you put a feeder out for a month with grain or little range cubelets that come out. That's like candy to them. And then you put a little fence up that has a gate around it after you've had it without a gate for a month. And then you put a timer on the gate after about another month to where when all the hogs are in there waiting for it to go off at 6 a.m., the gate swings shut, and then you can pull up and either machine gun the hogs, the wild hogs that are destroying your crops, or you can try to herd them into a smaller pen and then haul them off and fatten them up for sale. Now, that's what's going on with this. The White House says they want national compulsory service for school children. Rahm Emanuel's written a book and talked about it on C-SPAN. The president has. They've introduced bills to do it that we've listed. Obviously, when you hear about the patch and emergency man-made and natural disasters and, quote, helping their parents and their communities understand the importance of readiness, that's a quote from AFP and the director, the lady that directs Girl Scouts of America, that is to acclimate them. Obviously, the first federalization of Girl Scouts, the 3.4 million, is going to sound reasonable. Just like we saw what happened with Obama wanting to speak to the kids. The original speech and the original lesson plan said how you're going to help the president, and you're going to write him letters about promising to help him and going under their control. Then once there was heat, he came out and gave a milquetoast speech, and people say, "What, you know, what's the big deal?" So that do you know how Hitler Youth started? Sir,
I mean, I've read various books about how certain programs were implemented to make people, quote unquote, aware of certain things. And I mean, but.
Well, let me tell you how it started. Okay, and this is mainline history. Every major documentary about the history of the Nazis will tell you that the Nazis beat the other political parties because they knew how to make it fun. And they created their own Boy Scouts, and they had parties and games and playing chess and wrestling and sword fights with wooden swords and camping. And the Nazis knew how to have fun and biking and backpacking and skiing. And the Nazis paid for it all. And then the first thing Hitler did in 1933 when he took over is he took over the Boy Scouts of Germany. Boy Scouts actually started in Germany and Austria, not in the United States. We got it from them. And the Kaisers before him created it as a paramilitary training group. Hitler took that over. Our Boy Scouts were founded by the federal government as well to create a paramilitary trained group. So, just sir, you just don't know the history. I understand it's been made to look palatable. I know it's been made to look reasonable. But I'm telling you, it's not.
Well, I mean, I am very aware of a lot of the psychops that have been going on. I've researched this stuff diligently over the past 3 years. You read the document of how to achieve this patch. There's no tattletelling. There's none of that. It's research that's parent-based, parent-directed.
All right, let me stop you again. 3 years ago, I got criticized because they started the same program with the Boy Scouts of America. And I told everybody, I said, in the next few years, they're going to start training them because I know what the Secure Corps Division of AmeriCorps training is, because I'd already seen it under Bush in the Philadelphia Daily News. Then I got to move on with you, sir. Have you seen the New York Times with the Boy Scouts training with M16s to, quote, take on disgruntled gun-owning veterans in seek and destroy missions?
I have, and that's quite disturbing.
Okay, well, your daughter in 3 years will be training to spy on your neighbors. Period. But hey, call me back in 3 years when I'm right. It'll probably be too late then, but so what? I mean, sir, believe me, I'm not criticizing you or your daughter. The first time, you know how a Ponzi scheme works? The first few people that get into the Ponzi scheme make huge returns of 20, 30, 40%. to then con everybody else. Does a fish hook have a big juicy worm on it?
No.
If you're a fish, does a big juicy worm, a big night crawler on the end of that hook, does it look plump and delicious?
Probably. I'm sure it does.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, sir, it's bait. It's bait. Of course they're going to make the first program. Getting the Homeland Security and FEMA has no business involved with your daughter, sir.
You know, to a certain extent, you're right, Alex. I mean, you know, that combination should probably not be. And I do see it as kind of a, what your analogy of the bait on the fish hook. However, if there were something behind it, I would give it more credence. But like I said, reading the documents, looking at what it is, you know, I live in Houston where we were hit by a hurricane last year.
No, I understand. It's great to teach kids values, and I got to let you go. You know, if you want to write an article countering us, I'd probably publish it at writersandinfowars.com. Go ahead. Okay? I mean, sir, they come out with something that sounds reasonable at first to acclimate you. So that anyone that knows history and warns people sounds like a kook. And then next, sir, this is how SecureCorps and AmeriCorps and Clergy Response Team and InfraGuard started. I told you last year they were going to announce that Homeland Security was going to put troops on the streets. And then they said, yeah, 4,000 troops, and then 20,000 and 40,000. They announced 379,000 2 weeks ago. They've got the Marines and the Army out running checkpoints, quote, looking for drunk drivers without warrants. Totally illegal. And why? So that when people say, hey, we don't want the Army and Marine Corps out running checkpoints, people say, well, what's wrong with that? They're stopping drunk drivers. What's wrong with my 9-year-old daughter, you know, learning and getting a relationship with FEMA and Homeland Security? You know, they're just helping with hurricanes. Oh, God help us. You're being acclimated. When Homeland Security is out with the jaws of life, helicopters land and they start air vacuuming people. That's for PR purposes. I've been to the urban warfare drills. They're training to take over our city halls, our county courthouses, if the locals don't go along with it. They're trained to go in and shoot the local police and throw hand grenades through the windows, okay? The troops are training to throw hand grenades in your local police station's window if they don't go along with it. You understand that? That NORTHCOM and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states that NORTHCOM and Homeland Security are there to sweep the governors aside if they don't do what they're told? Do you know what's happening, buddy? Have you seen everything I've talked about in the past come true? How do people sit there and gullibly take the acclamation? The Marine Corps doesn't give a hoot about drunk drivers, I will assure you. They're there to acclimate the Marine Corps and regular Marine Corps, regular active duty, not reserves. Take Tennessee, regular Army out with Homeland Security with the National Guard, searching everybody's cars. The governor says don't do it, they still do it. Folks, do you know what's going on around you? Do you understand you're being acclimated to all this stuff? But again, you identify your daughter as the Girl Scouts, and it's over. It's sick, and you know the preachers have been trained. I told you a year and a half before it was in mainstream news, they'd trained the preachers to tell their flocks to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps, and now it's mainstream news. And you've got these people trained to be these little do-gooders who just totally trust government and do whatever they say. I said I'd take a lot of your calls. Just that guy brought up a heavy-duty issue. Jack in Florida. Jack, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Go ahead. Welcome.
I believe all of it's probably just a big psyops, like Operation Mockingbird. I mean, everything from the Girl Scouts, and all of it. Anyway, what I'm calling about is you probably have already brought this up on your show. H.R. 1207, according to Ron Paul, we got a hearing schedule, not this Friday, but the next Friday, which is September 25th. Have you read up on that yet?
What are you talking about, how he's having different meetings to end the Fed and different hearings in Congress?
No, it's the House Financial Service Committee Chairman Barney Frank has officially agreed to hold.
No, I know. I'm saying the end the Fed is going to have a hearing.
Right. September 25th.
Yeah, we have Ron Paul scheduled next week, and we're going to be talking about it. Yes, sir. We have been posting links and articles continually about the 290-plus sponsors to pass a bill to audit the Fed, and now the bill is going to be heard in committee.
I hadn't heard much about it on the radio, the shows and so forth. Also, anybody not taking note, it's S-604, the bill in the Senate, so need to talk to their senators. Something else, too, Alex, is coming up that hadn't heard much about. It's a judge has agreed to an eligibility trial of Obama's birth certificate. Jerome Corsi was talking about that coming up January the 26th, 2010. So that's another important thing coming up.
Okay,
right off the top of your head, I'd like to hear you go over maybe 10 of the issues that's going on right now. I mean, just all of it seems like it's coming to a head at once.
It is. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Look, the flu being used as a federal takeover cover, the forced inoculations, the deaths and illnesses associated with the vaccine, the new Bank of the World being set up, further expansion of control over banking. Israel talking about openly hitting Iran in the next few months. All these different pieces of legislation restrict free speech. The military openly announcing that they're doing more and more deployments inside the United States, openly acclimating the public. Government-sponsored terror is definitely in the cards. They need that. But yes, the march to end the Fed, I talk about that every day. I talked about it for an hour yesterday. But I'm sorry. I'll try to cover that more because it is a very, very central issue. Let's go ahead and talk to Lenny in New York. Lenny, you're on the air.
Hey, my girlfriend works at a hospital in New York and just received a mass email notifying her that by November 30th, it is mandatory to take the swine flu vaccination.
Yes, there's no law, but they do have the executive order. But you notice the president says we're not going to make you take it. But the CDC and the World Health Organization, the WHO's really in control. The UN's openly calling the shots worldwide. And as they bragged a few months ago, this is a great moment for global governance. It's a global government takeover drill. They're ordering firemen, police, nurses, medical workers to take the shots in Europe, in England, in the United States, and Canada. I have seen those news articles. And then Obama gets up and lies and says, you don't have to take it. So they don't want to spook the public, so we organize and say no to forced inoculation, so they just come to the public schools and say, if you want to go to school, you got to take the flu shot. There's no law, and then they don't even announce it on the news. They just do it all by cornering your kid when nobody's there to protect them, or they do it by cornering the nurses. But I saw a poll 2 months ago where 60-plus percent of New York nurses said they're not taking it. So, but again, they'll try to individually corner you. And if they ever get their bluff through and force first responders to do it, they already tried with the smallpox in 2002, then they're going to go ahead with the forced inoculation against the public. And then out in the open, you'll guaranteed see a bunch of adverse reactions from the flu shot. They have it from the regular one, deaths and you name it. And then they'll call those deaths and illnesses from the vaccine the reason to get the shot, saying the flu's causing it. Well, what is your... What is she saying about this email?
Well, she just got the email today. She was calling me a kook and a crazy for telling her the past few months that, you know, because you had it in July, you reported this, that by November 30th, there's a New York State regulation that they're going to, you know, force you to take it. You're going to lose your job or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's not like you had to believe us. It was in the New York News. I mean, we broke it first when we got sent an email, the internal email, by a male nurse in New York City, but it came out like a week later. I mean, what? I mean, she didn't believe the New York Daily News and AP? She thought they were Al-Qaeda or something?
Well, at first, you know, she thought anything that was on your website was, you know, fake or whatever. But now that it's hitting her firsthand, she's starting to realize it.
Absolutely amazing. So is she going to roll her sleeve up and enjoy herself?
No. I've told her not to. I told her, do you want to spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair, or you get one chance? You put that needle in your arm, you die, or you end up sick. That's it. You only get one chance.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. Yeah, they're really upset that it's come out that Gardasil's killed a whole bunch of people and maimed a bunch of others and paralyzed a whole bunch of people. And so they're trying to make it illegal in England to talk about it. They shoot your kids up. They come home in wheelchairs drooling. And then if you complain, they say, listen, we'll take your other kids. We're here to murder your family. And if you don't like it, we'll murder you faster. See, folks, they've got a leg up on us. They got the jump on us because it's so outrageous what they're doing. It's so crazy. It's like Hitler and Stalin. It was so crazy people couldn't believe it was happening. But you study history, it happens most of the time. Hey, look, cops, you want to roll your sleeves up and get cancer 10 years down the road or get sterilized, go ahead. I know you think I'm the enemy because I don't want you to take it.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The globalists, the social engineers, know that they've got revolution on their hands, but they're experts at managing that. By the way, I've got four different mainstream news articles about NASA and the Air Force manipulating the weather and chemtrailing us. Remember all those years ago we said exactly what the chemtrails were, that it was weather modification, that it was barium salts, aluminum dioxide? Government laughs at us. Then they come out a decade later and say exactly what we said it was is exactly what it is. Yes, we're spraying you with barium salts and aluminum dioxide. We're manipulating the weather. And yes, these aluminum dioxides are hurting you. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. It's just so funny. It's all so funny to have these control freak eugenicists playing God, running everything. I'm going to continue with your calls. Karen and Tony and Steve and everybody else. I got Paul Watson coming on for about 20 minutes at the 8 after to give us a report on the new fake Bin Laden tape that came out a few days ago. Watson's a real expert on that. And Charlie Sheen live coming up, responding to the cowardice of the mainstream media. They like to come out and attack him and put words in his mouth and lie about him and lie about his 20 points to the president and lie about his video to the president. But they won't actually respond to what he actually said. And so he challenged McCain's daughter that attacked him on The View. He challenged Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Popper Mechanics to a debate on live TV. Larry King Live at first, you know, was talking to him and said, oh, if we can find somebody to debate you, we'll have you on. But they say they can find no one to debate Sheen. Think about that. Not Popper Mechanics. They've been contacted. All of them. They will not do it. They will only do it one-sided. Because what are they going to do when Sheen starts listing off, well, here's 6 of the 10 commission members saying it was a criminal cover-up. What are they going to do when it comes out that all these former U.S. generals and others are on record and former top CIA section chiefs and like Bill Christensen saying it's a total inside job? What are they going to do? No, they've got to sit there with a one-sided debate and lie. Speaking of 9/11 truth, ladies and gentlemen, I have produced Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terrorism, Truth Rising. These are really the definitive films on government-sponsored terror. You may know all about government-sponsored terrorism, but your neighbor, your friends, your family, they don't. But they're now ready to listen. People are open-minded now when they weren't 5 years ago. Get them at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online video bookstore shopping cart. And also, it starts shipping tomorrow. I've been authorized to ship a few days early. It officially comes out on DVD, DVD release of Camp FEMA that I consulted on, and I'm a big part of. Very well produced, very factual. This will wake people up about the shadow government and the FEMA camps. Camp FEMA by director William Lewis. Available at InfoWars.com, discounted out of the gates. Order the DVD today at InfoWars.com, and we're going to start shipping that bad boy tomorrow. We just got them in today. I've been authorized to drop the hammer. They don't start shipping everywhere else till the 18th. We start shipping on the 16th. Goes everywhere in the U.S. via UPS in 3 days, so most you'll get it before the release date or on the release date. 888-253-3139 to get the Obama deception. Why procrastinate? Get it. To get Camp FEMA, you can get Obama deception discounted with Camp FEMA. 888-253-3139.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.